At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to another exciting edition of the Thought Police podcast, and we come to you live today, but just not in vision, because we did, Kevin O'Sullivan and I, on Saturday, the first ever pubcast before a live audience. It went rather well.
It really did. Thought Police Not Quite Dead show. We were nearly dead later on.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I suppose we shouldn't admit, I'm not going to say exactly where it happened, but you belong to a rather nice place, which you very kindly offered to take me for dinner to. But unfortunately, we didn't get dinner.
Yeah, my membership is now under review, yeah, Mike. Thanks very much.
It's under review after I was asked to leave. I mean, you'd think at my age.
Let me just put you listeners in the picture. So we did our live show at the Horseshoe Pub in London, near London Bridge. It went really, really well. We were laughing probably more than the audience, and the audience were laughing a lot.
There was quite a bit of swearing.
We definitely crossed the fucking line. There's no doubt about that. And I made a few drinks afterwards.
We did.
Including,
now, which wasn't actually the plan. The plan was for us not to stay too long and then to go back and feed your fucking dog. But somehow I got roped into staying.
Yeah, well, my dog was on his own, because my wife had to be out for a family do. So I did have to leave around about 5 o'clock to go back and feed, as you put it, my fucking dog.
Yes.
And you were going to come with me. We were going to have a couple of pints walking around the block and then go down to the club to have something to eat and a few more drinks. However, you got into the swing of it.
Cause, yeah, I did.
They were a nice crowd, the audience, and we were all having a few drinks in the bar. And they were very generous. They kept buying
me shots of Zambuca.
Yeah, well, they kept... when I saw the trays of Sambuca shots, you know, I don't often make wise decisions in my life, but I did then. I said, I don't really need that. Then I turn around and see you knocking them down about 16 a minute.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. So it was only about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. So then I go back, feed
the dog. What the rule is, never drink Sambuca during daylight hours.
Well, just don't drink it in shot form. Anyway, I go home, feed the dog, take him around the block, spend like 20 minutes with him, poor little bastard, all on his own. Then I head back down to the Ivy, and as I'm walking down the road to the tube, get a message from you saying I'm already here.
Right.
Well,
because I had it in my head that you were coming back around about 7:30 or 7:45.
Yeah, I wasn't that much late.
But it was about 8:15 by the time
I'll admit I was pissed enough to get a bit confused on the tube.
Well, do you know what I did, right? Because I got in a fucking taxi, right? To take me to this place in Soho.
Yeah.
And at some point or other, I kind of came to in the back of the cab. And I was like, why the fuck are we going up Holborn? Because it was obviously in my head that we were going home, right? And I don't live anywhere near Holborn. And the bloke goes, I'm taking you to Soho. And I went, yeah, of course, absolutely, right on.
Great.
Well,
spot
well
on, spot on, just testing. Okay, anyway, so I finally get to the bar. When I say fine, it was about like 8:15, something like that.
I don't even remember what I was
drinking.
I'm
cutting you out of this conversation. So when I got there, there was this shambolic wreck sitting at the bar with a kind of drink that he'd asked. He'd asked for a drink that was not too hectic.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it was something that had champagne and fuck knows what in it. And I think you're on your second one. And we were supposed to have dinner, and the first thing he goes, I can't fucking have dinner, I'm too fucking pissed. And I said, I can see that, Mike. anyway, I sort of stuck into the martinis, and I thought maybe he'll come round. Anyway, I was aware, you know, it's quite a nice club and there were people, little couples having dinner and things like that. And you're at the bar going, ah, fucking cunt, a cunt, fuck him, a fuck, fuck, for fucking fuck, fuck. And I thought, I know what's coming. And the manager came over and said, excuse me, sir, would you mind keeping the language down a little bit? Please, by all means, swear. He was a nice guy. He said, by all means, swear. He said, but
I remember was an asking for me to leave.
Yeah, well, just do it quietly. And he went, fuck off! Don't you fucking tell me whether I can fucking swear or not.
I seem to remember saying, well, who's fucking left then? And he said, well, some people just left who were sitting behind you. And I went, and that's the only bit I remember.
And then
I remember being quite apologetic to you, though, because I didn't want to get you.
You didn't really. It's they're used to that sort of thing. I mean, it's quite a nice club, but it's not that a few people don't go in there pretty pissed.
Yeah.
And I knew that we were heading for trouble because you... See, I was going to say, Mike, you better just keep the volume down. Don't swear so much. And I couldn't find it in my heart to say it. I can never be that kind of person.
No, I know.
So I didn't say it. But of course, the manager came over. You start going, fuck you. Don't fucking tell me where I fucking swear or not. I'm the fucking customer. Who the fuck are you? Anyway, so I try and be the mediator.
Yes.
And I'm going, look, you know, this argument isn't getting us anywhere. Why don't we just all calm down?
Yeah.
You have another drink, Mike. I'll have another. Oh, fuck! He's got to fucking apologise first.
Seriously.
And then he goes, he says, "If you, sorry, sir, if you carry on like this, I'm going to have to ask you to leave." And I got to hand it to him. He left it 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd have done it in about 30
seconds. Did he really? See, I don't remember any of
and
that.
And in the end, he said, "I'm sorry, sir, I really do now have to ask you to leave. I'm fucking going anywhere, you fucking..." So,
but I seem to remember walking out in a relatively kind of clean-headed state. I don't remember sort of being escorted out.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Eventually, I just went, right.
You had a kind of moment of clarity, I think, and then you just went, yeah, all right, well, I'm going to go, but I'm going of my own volition. I'm not going because you fucking told me to. And then you walked out in a very straight line like a normal customer.
And then I walked out into the street and got in a cab, and I seemed fine, but something about sitting at that bar had sort of done my head in.
I said, what drinks did you give him? It was something with, it had like... because you had asked for something not too hectic, and it apparently had champagne, vodka, brandy, God knows what. I think it pushed you over the edge.
Anyway, I
thought, oh, fuck it now, you know. I've been a member of that club for about 10 years or 13 years or so. I've never been in the shit like this before.
We did drink very heavily there once with some of that
Venezuelan
rum. Yeah,
you and I have been before. We'll go again as well. They didn't mind. Anyway, the manager came over and he said, sir, I want to really thank you for, you know, trying to sort that difficult situation out. You were excellent. I really, really appreciate it. He said, please stay at the club. The rest of the night is on us.
Very nice.
My wife was supposed to join us for dinner. She's been
Thank
to a
God
family.
She didn't.
Well, she could have fucking joined me because I could have got a free fucking dinner. Instead, she's stuck in traffic.
Oh,
I never got to see her, so I sat at the bar, I had two more martinis, and left.
And
went
that.
Home. This government has jumped the shark.
Yes.
And Chris Whitty's proved himself to be a cunt of a stooge.
He looks a bit like a shark.
I never
actually
agreed with him very much.
He looks a bit like a shark.
But
with those eyes.
But I thought he was a
dead eyes.
I thought he was a decent guy doing what he thought was best for the country, even though he was wrong. But now he's fucking overruling the Joint Committee for Vaccination and Immunisation, who said you mustn't vaccinate children. He said, no, give them a jab.
Yeah.
Is there any medical reason, Chris? No, but it'd be good for their mental
health.
Development. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, bollocks to that, right? I mean, what are you going to do next? You're going to say, oh, in order to stop them from being run over on the way home from school, we're just going to keep them in school and not send them home? Because that's that kind of logic
they're using,
right?
Yeah,
and
this is
fucking idiots.
This is all in order not to disrupt the schools. Well, I'll tell you what will disrupt the schools. Fucking jab squads going in there and sticking needles into every kid's arm.
Well,
and by the way, potentially against their parents' permission.
Well, exactly.
No
right.
parental consent
exactly.
required.
And it seems incredible to me that they've done it, because surely to Christ, because it's even more important than what you've described, because it's not only that the JCVI said it's not required, it's actually not good for them, because they have come out and said that on balance the benefits of getting jabbed do not outweigh the risks of getting jabbed, which tells you quite a lot. It tells you that it's not safe. It tells you that there could be a problem. And they're only going to do it to them once because they're worried if they do it twice, that could really hurt them. And so they've actually just taken the fucking rules off. They've taken, I mean, they talk about, you know, safety all the time. They talk about, you know, training wheels. They talk about, you know, wearing a seatbelt is important. Well, they've basically taken the fucking seatbelt off. They put the car into fucking fourth gear and started driving down a hill at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, Fred, fact. There is no reason medically whatsoever to vaccinate children against COVID because COVID does not harm children.
No.
Most of them, if they get it, won't even know it. Mm. If they do get it, it'll be a few sniffles for a couple of days and none of them will die for it. There is no need to vaccinate kids for that.
Let's go around the other way. It's probably likely that most children won't be harmed by the vaccine either. However...
Well, so we don't know that, not in the long run.
Yeah, but however... You're allowing them to take a risk which they don't need to take.
Yeah, but we don't know in the long run. We don't know. Millions of adults have obviously taken it now, 90% of the country.
Some people have died.
Yeah. But in the long term, 90% of this country could have potentially put themselves at risk.
Yeah.
Because by definition, it was impossible to test the COVID jab in the long term.
Right.
Because of the nature of the
emergency,
because
it hasn't been around long enough.
It was decided it was worth rolling the dice for adults.
Yeah.
We don't have to roll the dice for kids. It's a fucking disgrace that we're doing it. And then these kids are being told, well, if you don't get vaccinated, you kill your granny, won't you? It's for vulnerable people and old people.
What if your granny's already dead?
Fuck vulnerable people. Yeah. Fuck old people. Right. I'm more worried about kids. Mm. We have a responsibility to kids, not fucking old people and vulnerable people.
No, exactly right. And the point is, I mean, I was seeing a piece that was written by somebody the other day on one of the BBC websites. They were talking about how the vulnerable people are worried because if not everybody's vaccinated, you know, their lives could be in danger.
I'm fucking sick of vulnerable people.
Well, hang on.
If they're so fucking vulnerable, why don't they just go and fucking die?
He's all heart, isn't he? But the point is that if you're that vulnerable that you can catch something when you're out, what are you doing going out?
Yeah, well, and we can't keep saying, oh, it's all about the vulnerable, it's all about the vulnerable. The vulnerable has become the kind of the sort of backdrop to everything.
But it's the lefty watchword, isn't it? Because you can't
say the vulnerable.
You can't say what you've just said, which is fuck the vulnerable, because most people wouldn't be allowed to say that.
Would you fuck a vulnerable person?
Listen, this is the thought police.
Are they good-looking vulnerable people that are worth fucking?
Well, that's a very good question.
Most vulnerable people, I bet they're fucking ugly.
Most people are fucking vulnerable.
Why don't we?
Once I've finished with them, they're vulnerable.
Would you fuck a vulnerable girl?
I think that's not a question for today, but we will take counsel on that one. I mean, I think Kevin's just trying to get the thought police taken off the air altogether, you know. But we can't do that. No, here's the thing, though.
It's not a question for today.
Can you imagine asking that at the old press briefing, you know, because they're going to have one today, aren't they, with Boris? Any questions? Yeah, can you fuck the vulnerable? Yeah. What do you reckon? No, I don't think that's a good thing.
Is it all right to give the vulnerable one?
You imagine Boris. I think that's one for you, Chris.
Yeah.
It's next slide,
that's
please.
That's a medical question.
Next vulnerable person, please.
Next shag, please.
Well, not in Chris Whitty's case. I don't think he's had the first one yet.
I wonder if he'd fuck a vulnerable person.
I think he'd fuck anything.
Yeah, he'd fucking
this is a guy who
hasn't been around the
block very often, has he? For fuck's sake.
Certainly he's fucking a nation of children right now.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? And I know that some people say it doesn't necessarily matter, but I think it's quite important that he doesn't have any kids, so he doesn't really know what it's like to be a parent.
He
doesn't have a fucking clue what he's causing here, what he's putting people through, because an awful lot of kids, particularly between the ages of 12 and 15, don't get on all that well with their parents, because it's when you start fucking around with them, right? So there might be some kids who just go, you know what, fuck you. You don't want me to take it. I'm going to take it just to fuck you off.
Yeah, but
and that might happen.
But like your good self, Mike, and every parent I've ever known, their approach to their children is that their children are their responsibility. Mm. They make the decisions about their children's health. They make decisions about whether or not their children are going to undergo medical procedures, not the fucking government.
Right.
Fucking unbelievable.
I know. And also fucking all these fucking doctors, by the way.
They can fuck right
off.
And
all these doctors who are coming up with, you know, here's some legal jargon which can help you understand why your child can make its own decision. Well, fuck off. That is not in any way not doing any harm. That is causing a commotion for children. It is causing confusion for children. I mean, most of these kids don't even know what fucking colour shirt they want to wear, never mind what fucking vaccine they want to put in their arm. I mean, fuck off, man.
And as you said, as you've said many times, you know, the average kid, given a choice, can I go to the disco or take a jab? They'll go, well, I'll have a jab if I can go to the disco.
Well, this is it. Because they've
and
all
they're going to play on that.
And they've all become convinced that if they don't get jabbed, they won't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, because the government have already gone backwards and forwards on this vaccine passport bollocks, haven't they?
It's the sort of thing you'd expect in a sort of third world tin pot tyranny.
Yeah. Right.
And it's happening right here.
Yeah, the vaccination vans arrived.
This fucking government have lost the plot. They've lost complete connection with their senses. They're a bunch of fucking power drunk cunts.
I know, they really are. What about Boris this morning, right? He suddenly gets up and decides to make this ludicrous fucking speech about the green economy.
Oh,
basically begging for money, right? Guess what? All the people that put money into COP26, right? Millions and millions of pounds, including those idiots at Sky TV, right? Because they're trying to save the planet, right? It'd be good for their climate show that nobody fucking watches,
did you
see
that? When it comes to the climate show, they lose half the audience.
Yeah.
And as soon as the climate show's over, the other audience comes back.
Right, that's a funny thing, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody
I'll tell you
gives
why, Sky. Here, Sky, a little bit of information for you. Climate change is fucking boring.
Yeah. Also, nobody cares, right? They care if you ask them, do you want to save the planet? Oh, yes, absolutely. Would you like to pay...
I don't think I do,
would you
actually
like to pay some money towards it? No, I wouldn't, actually.
Yeah.
Would you like to watch endless fucking footage of fish covered in plastic? No, not really. Oh, look, there's a wall. Did you see the one where there was a fucking seal washed up with a can of Red Bull stuck to it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, whose fault is that?
I don't like images like that, but they're often used. It's like the lone polar bear on a little bit of ice. All this proves there's global warming.
I just assumed they're making a fucking advert for Glacier Mints.
Fucking polar bears. They're always trying to get into...
There's loads of polar bears.
They're always trying to get into films about climate change.
Yeah.
It's just fucking attention.
Exactly.
Scenes. Fuck off back to the North fucking pole, you white bear cunts.
Yeah, also, why do they not have white bear privilege? You know, because we don't fucking talk about other bears,
fucking
do they? What about all the other fucking bears?
White supremacist bears. Fucking cunts.
Yeah, it's all very well
but
for
you know
them.
What, Mike?
You know, life's not that fucking difficult if you're a white bear.
Save the planet, got to save the planet. Mm. Well, if our future is being a race of people that just go around going, oh, climate change, oh my God, we've got to clamp down, we've got to get heat pumps, we've got to not do this, we've got to get rid of that.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't want to save the fucking planet.
No.
Let the planet fucking end because this is boring.
Also, to be honest, if the sort of people who want to save the planet are going to be proved to be lasting more than anybody else, I don't think we want to live on that fucking planet, do we?
I mean,
who wants to live on that planet?
If the end of the world takes Emma Thompson with it, then I'm all for it.
Oh my God. I'll tell you what, Jeremy Clarkson's piece at the weekend, if you saw it when he was writing about how he's thinking about moving to another country, but the only place he could find that he would enjoy living in is Poland. Because basically,
it's got
a lot of great builders,
right?
They've
all gone
back. Apparently, as well, Poland is fucking booming, right? Because there's loads of people who went back with loads of money.
Yeah.
And there are apparently places in Krakow and Gdansk and even in Warsaw as expensive to buy as they are here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because people have gone back with serious fucking money.
Yeah, well, good luck to them. Yeah, as I say, that's a nation of great builders. I've used quite a few of them
myself.
Well,
I have. Absolutely right. But, I mean, the point is that we are now living in a country which is split right down the fucking middle by the people who want to stay home. There was another bloody survey at the weekend, wasn't there? I don't think it's safe to go out. But it's all right for people to come to my house and bring me all the stuff that I need.
Yeah.
The IKEA man can come, you know, the Ocado man can come. I get my wine delivered from the wine club, but I can't possibly
go
out.
I'll tell you why it's not safe for you to go out, because I'll be waiting outside your fucking front door and I'll stick one on you. Fucking cunts. I'm sick of these fucking people.
I know. Can you imagine living next...
Fucking wankers. Get on with your life.
If I lived next door to somebody who was working from home, do you know what I'd do? I'd get home every fucking night and just blast the shit out of Led Zeppelin or something until about 4 a.m.
Build a bonfire.
You know, you know, set
every
fire
night,
to some shit.
Burn
in the garden.
A mattress.
Yeah. Some tyres.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's good for the wet leaves. You've just put me in the fucking incinerator. It's a bit smoky for a while, but you'll be all right.
But fucking Boris is green, Matt. He's a liar. He's a fucking liar. He's telling us that this country can be fueled and powered by wind turbines and solar panels. It fucking can't. And it's costing us a fortune for him to maintain his delusionary fantasy.
I know.
It's a fucking fantasy. And we're spending a bloody fortune buying fucking gas from Russia and Venezuela and shitholes like that.
and they're not fucking green. What is just fucking insane?
It's totally fucking mad. It's totally ridiculous. Nobody really fucking believes in it, yeah. Right? But we're all pretending. It's literally like the Emperor's New Clothes. I was listening this morning to some fucking Labour bloke banging on about, well, in order for us to reach the target of net zero, obviously we'll have to change the way we live. Yeah. Well, why? Yeah. Why don't you fucking change the way you fucking live, cunt face? I'll tell you how I'm going to fucking change the way I live. I'm not going to fucking vote Labour. That's what I'm going to do, wanker.
I'll tell you what I think we could do is we got Prince Charles, Prince William, Prince Harry and Meghan, and then we got Extinction Rebellion. And we got Insulate Britain. We got Boris Johnson and all his greenies.
Maybe we can upcycle them.
And then we went in a fucking Hyde Park. We built them into a fucking great pyramid and set fire to the cunts.
What, you mean like the mound?
Yeah, the mound.
The mound,
yeah.
Of cunts.
Yeah, just burn the fuckers.
Yeah, absolute.
And then we could get rid of this
twat.
Green shit. This green
shit, by the way,
is a fantasy.
Have you seen that great piece? There was a great piece. I've been trying to figure out a way of doing this, but obviously I couldn't think of one, so I'm going to do it here,
yeah.
Where we can get away with it. But there's a piece in the Sunday Times at the weekend about the new breed of worker. They only work Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
As in, see you next and Tuesday, you cunts.
No, the acronym is TWATS.
Yeah, that's right, TWATS. Yeah.
And, of course, you can't really say that word on the radio, even if you ask for special permission. Say, well, it's very relevant,
you
say, actually.
TWITS.
No, you can change it to TWITS. Well, then it would be Tuesday,
then
Wednesday.
It wouldn't be funny.
In Thursday, no.
Yeah,
but
be funny.
I thought that was rather good.
Yeah, TWATS.
Because they are. Because these people who want to stay home Monday and Friday, I'm sorry, that's not fucking working.
Well, you know,
that's not working.
No, it's not. And they've got to be made to go back to work. And I don't know why they don't want to go back.
I mean, how
to
would
work.
You like it, for example, if Tesco said, I'll tell you what, we're only going to be open 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe
well,
Saturday.
We're going that way. It's because people, all this shit.
Don't
no,
want
work-life
balance.
Doctors don't want to do face-to-face. You know, teachers don't want to teach. You know, it's all for COVID reasons. It's not, they're all lazy cunts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Lazy fucking bastards,
yeah.
Who want full salaries without putting in the hours. And it's got to stop. Working from home is for cunts.
It really is. Because why would you want to anyway? What's wrong with fucking mingling with other people? What's wrong with hanging out with other people? I mean, I was on a tube the other day, right? Half the people on the tube wearing masks, half the people on the tube not wearing masks. What's the fucking point, exactly?
Yes, that's a good
you
point.
You know,
yeah.
What is the fucking
so
point?
So it achieves nothing, absolutely.
You're wearing it just so that you can show that you're wearing it,
going
right?
Back to the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday twats.
Yes.
If you go, you're on the tube, but I get the tube like every day. So on Thursdays here in London, the fucking tube is packed.
Right.
Fridays, empty.
Same with the roads.
All take
same with the roads.
Funny the days they take off that contribute to a long weekend. That.
Same as those wankers on bikes who, you know, when it rains and it's fucking pissing down with horrible fucking snowy sleet, suddenly there's no fucking bikes
all
out
these
there.
Employers, though, the people running companies, you know, if you're sponsoring this, if you're saying, oh, by all means, work from home, you are getting conned, you dim fuckers. It's an absolute con. If you think these fuckers sitting in their bloody bedrooms wanking, looking at fucking laptops, are actually working hard for you, you employer, you're a fucking idiot.
Right.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Now, we've got to talk about something which has come up once or twice over the past week. Because last time we were sitting in here, the old concrete story had only just sort of hit the fucking social media airwaves, right? Since then, obviously, it's been a fucking massive thing. And imagine my surprise to find myself on fucking Have I Got News For You on Friday night. I was rather pleased with it.
You're on the last leg on Channel 4.
Yeah, I was on that
spanning
as well.
The channels.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, clearly
they
all thought this was the story of the week. I was quite honoured, actually. I've got a book currently in production, and the guy who's sort of organising it probably said, this could not have come at a better fucking time. He said, because people all over the place now have fucking heard of you.
Yeah.
Who'd never heard of you before.
Well, it's like I said to you only recently. The thing is, in these circumstances, when you're getting global publicity...
And it was.
Obviously for a load of old bollocks.
Yeah, of course.
Because you can't grow concrete.
Doesn't matter.
But the only thing you have to worry about is...
that they spell your name right.
Yeah.
Ask anyone. I mean,
you've said that before, but you know the
It's not that bad a publicity. No, that's the point.
It's not.
It's a sort of silly moment on the radio.
It's not. You know, it's one thing if it's an embarrassment in terms of say something that's
what Bill Bailey
wrong.
Said it was. And have I got news for
he
you?
He did, but then Bill Bailey's got a lot of embarrassing things to have to own up to. I mean, I was rather amused myself when Danny Baker took the piss out of it, and I said on Twitter back to Danny, I said maybe I should just use a picture of a monkey, Danny. Maybe that would have been better. You know, he didn't respond to that one.
But you see, that the point is that just goes to show what that was. Your incident.
Yes.
You know, it was just a moment on live radio. You know, and don't forget that people don't quite appreciate. I'm not saying we're coal miners or anything like that, but we are 5 days a week on live radio, 3 hours a day, right? 3 hours, yes. Talking live. Mm. You're going to have these moments when you look back and say, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Maybe that wasn't my finest moment. Yeah. To be honest with you.
I'm not saying that, by the way.
Yeah, I know you're not. Cunt.
Listen, I hope you're not going to make a big thing of this at the live show.
Fucking right, I am. Fucking right, I am. But see, no, Danny Baker, you know that
his
incident was
moment.
A kind of a crime, you know, likening a royal cup into a
career-ending
chimpanzee.
Fucking blunder, yeah. Right? Because even though there's an argument to be made that he didn't know that was going to be the way people would see it, because people do misinterpret things. Yeah, I mean, on Have I Got News for You, Ian Hislop was making out that I didn't think Carpenters did a good job, which was completely extrapolated. I never said
that. Yeah, that was
you know,
strange,
when I was taking the piss out of the Carpenter, I was taking the piss out of the fact that he cuts
and
down
then he
trees.
And moved on to making a joke about paramedics.
Right. And they all went, oh, he didn't know what to say to him, so he cut him off. No, that's not what happened.
Well,
Ian
Hislop's about as funny as cancer.
Well, you know what was really interesting is the fact that it went on, Have I Got News for You, barely touched the sides on social media. Hardly anyone commented on it. The only comments that came were, are those wankers still doing that fucking show on the BBC? Why is it fucking still going? Why are we still paying for it?
Show still there?
I mean, do you know who they had on? Fucking Dawn Butler, right? One of the most, I'm going to say, disgraceful MPs that's been in the House of Commons on the front benches of the Labour Party or on the back benches of the Labour Party.
She sees racism everywhere.
You know, sees racism everywhere she goes. She tried to falsify a fucking video.
That's right.
Making out that she'd been stopped by the police because she was black, turned out not to be the case. I mean, you know, but they were okay with her supposedly taking the piss out of me. Yeah. Really? Okay, then. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, no, but of course, you know, she fits right into the BBC mould, doesn't she? Left-wing Labour MP.
I actually thought they could have been a lot more horrible to me, because part of the reason the way that it all went was because you and I are seen as right-wing, bigoted, fucking racist bastards, right? Yeah. So anything that we do is immediately tarred with that brush.
Yes,
it's because they're really stupid.
Yeah, the BBC, they're so thick.
Yeah, they're really stupid.
People who aren't left-wing are so thick.
They're so stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a very interesting week, and my family were completely sort of the mother of my children wasn't very happy about it.
Was she
not? The kids couldn't care less. They were like,
the kids thought it was funny.
Yeah, they did actually. She doesn't like very much attention. I was like, well, don't worry, nobody fucking is going to give you any attention about this. It's not a problem, you know. Yeah. So it was just one of those funny things. I mean, the great thing about going down into the country at the weekend. It's very levelling because they basically just go, fuck you. Yeah, who do you think you are?
A lot of your problems.
Let's take the fucking bins out.
Whatever's going on when you're walking down the beach with your dog, somehow it brings everything
into
perspective.
And the dog doesn't look at me any differently. Yeah, he looks at me just the same. He's like the same guy. I don't care if you've been on Twitter for 15 million hits, you fucking twat, you know.
Insulate Britain, they've apologised for all the chaos.
They've profoundly apologised.
Profoundly apologised.
Yes, and this is apparently because there was a fucking court case, right? There was a hearing in which it was put off until next week. I mean, what sort of maniacs in the legal system are going to say to them, oh, I'll tell you what, we'll adjourn the case for a week because then we can tell you next week what we're going to do.
Fuck's sake, it's just fucking ridiculous. The police go, oh, we've got to have a fucking injunction, otherwise we can't do anything about it. Blocking the Queen's Highway isn't a serious enough offence. Well, think of another fucking offence.
Well, I think
there must be other.
You know what
offenses.
I think's happened, though? I think that the good people of Wandsworth Bridge and the good people of Millwall, down by the Blackwall Tunnel, have proven that actually you can stop these people from doing whatever they want to do by dragging them off the road.
Yeah, you saw that yesterday, that these guys got a hold of them, dragged them off the road, and that was it. So there you go, textbook lesson. to the police. That's how you do it.
So this wanker Liam Norton goes, Insulate Britain wishes to profoundly apologise for the disruption caused over the past 3 weeks. Yeah. We cannot imagine undertaking such acts in normal circumstances, right. But we believe that the reality of our situation has to be faced. The reality of what fucking situation? There's nothing wrong with the climate. We're not all going to die. And who's this fucking bloke they keep quoting? David King, who's God apparently knows. Some former advisor to the government who apparently issued the wise words that actually, if we don't do something within 3 years, we're all going to fucking die a horrible fireball death.
Don't give me that fucking shit.
I mean, what a load of
old fucking hate all that stuff. It's not an emergency. You know, they go, oh, the planet will be dead in 10 years. Well, that's not a fucking emergency. That's 10 years' time.
Well, I'll tell you what is an emergency.
You don't phone up the fucking fire brigade and say, hey, my house is on fire. Can you come around in 10 years?
Right. Well, it's like the NHS, isn't it? I mean, I was saying to somebody today on the show, we were talking about it. Carol Sikora said, well, you wouldn't get the NHS to book your holiday. I said, well, you wouldn't. Because if you did, they'd say, we booked your holiday, but you can't go on it for 5 fucking years. Because you've got to wait in the waiting list.
When you see these cunts blocking roads and sitting on bridges, what you're seeing is people with psychological problems.
I think that's right.
They are,
and it's time we actually
manic
admitted
attention
that.
Seekers yeah. who are imbued with a sort of sense of their own holiness, and they want to be seen as wonderful people. And when you go, you fucking cunts, get out of the fucking way, they look at you with this sort of pitying gaze and say, oh, you don't understand the nature of the emergency. Yeah, we do. It's not a fucking emergency. Now fuck off back to fucking Tunbridge Wells,
right.
You cunt.
And exactly right, because guess what? They don't bother actually demonstrating anywhere outside of London because they all live around fucking London, right?
And did you see, what's the name of that cunt who runs Insulate Britain? Roger something.
Oh, yeah, Roger Hallett, is it?
Yeah, something.
He's
like
Hallam. He's the guy who was kicked out of Extinction Rebellion for being too fucking mad.
For being too fucking mad, and by the way,
an anti-Semitic.
There were indications that under his regime, not saying he's responsible, but it was actually pretty racist that people of colour did not feel welcome in the organisation. And looking at these demonstrations, I can see why that is. I haven't seen a black face in these demonstrations fucking anywhere.
No.
It's for white middle-class wankers.
Well, it's like cyclists, isn't it? I mean, how often do you see people cycling on the roads who are not white and middle-aged
and
male?
You know what that cunt Roger the Dodger said, right? So, to be fair to the strike, there a woman, a weeping woman in a car got to one of these barriers.
Because her mother was in an ambulance.
My mother's
right?
just gone through in an ambulance. You know, she's 81. I want to be with her. Can I go through? And to be fair, they let her through, right? Roger the fucking Dodger said, I wouldn't have let her through. What a cunt.
Absolute wanker.
What an absolute cunt.
I mean, I was, if I had been at Wandsworth Bridge, right, I think you might have found some of these characters being thrown in the fucking river, never mind being dragged off the fucking road.
Yeah, no, Roger the Dodger is cruising for a bruising, not from us, but somebody is going to lose their temper with these people. And let's face it, when they do, a lot of people are going to have a lot of sympathy with them.
I think that's absolutely right. But you don't want that to be the situation, because let's face it, you know, it's all very well saying, look, we've got an emergency, we believe in this, this is our kind of issue, and fine. They've made their fucking point now just fuck off.
Yeah, fuck
don't
off.
Bother. Why do you keep having to make the
because
point? Because the idea that they go, oh, well, we want to have a meaningful statement from the government. What the fuck is that? What does that even mean?
They're a cult, and they've got psychological problems. They're attention-seeking idiots who actually enjoy being the object of everybody's hatred, because due to their neurosis, they look down on the rest of us. They say, because you don't understand that the planet's dying.
Yeah,
no, we don't, because it's
not. What is it, by the way, that gives them this special fucking knowledge that the planet's actually dying?
They haven't got special knowledge. They just want to be the focus of attention, and they just want to be seen as holier than thou and pious about
tossers.
Climate change. Fuck you, you
absolute
bunch of
tossers.
By the way, you know that cunt Johnson? So he's now saying, recommending that MPs get banned from consultancies.
Oh, yeah.
He's done that today. He suddenly realised that maybe that's an idea.
Yes.
So you can have a second job.
So he's now going to try and claim that as his own.
Well, it's because Labour are going to have a big initiative on it tomorrow. And they've pushed a vote in the Commons.
Well, it's Prime Minister's questions, isn't it? By the time you hear this, it will be Prime
Minister's questions. So he's finally said that he's going to recommend that MPs can no longer have Owen Paterson-style consultancies. consultancies. Consultancies are when they take money,
right.
They line their own pockets with private companies' money to push private companies' interests in the corridors of power when they're supposed to be representing their fucking
but
constituents.
You know what, this is what always happens. Whenever they make a new rule in Parliament, it doesn't go retrospective. So it means that if you've got one now, you'll be able to keep it. Because you know they brought in this rule. No, they will. I bet you any fucking money. Because when they had the deal for no more employing of your members of your family, if you still had, if you had your wife working for you, you could keep her.
Yeah,
you just couldn't hire your wife.
But that isn't that was never as toxic as taking money from private companies.
Toxic,
but this is really toxic. This is like hundreds of thousands of pounds a year.
I don't care.
To whisper into
the problem with these cunts, right, is that they don't.
That won't be retrospective. They'll have to get rid of it.
Well, I would be amazed. I bet you any money we will find.
Yeah, well, if they don't, then there's just be the storm will continue.
Right. Well,
the public will go fuck
but
that
also,
then.
Also, that doesn't affect Geoffrey Cox, does it? Because Geoffrey Cox.
Well, no, that's a second job. I've got no problem with
it. Second job.
I've got no problem.
He's okay making millions and millions and millions of pounds. Well, I mind it if he's not doing any fucking work in Parliament.
Well, that's, he's MPs are citizens of this country. They've got a right, just as much anyone else to do a second job.
No, because nobody's paying your fucking wages. I'm not paying them, but I'm paying his fucking wages and I expect him to do the fucking job. And if he's not doing the job...
He's taking the piss, definitely.
He's taking the piss so he can fuck off.
But it's only a second job. It's not a consultancy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather people took money from elsewhere and they declared it and we all knew what was going
on.
Well,
they do declare it, don't they?
Well, that's what I mean. And so this is all a knee-jerk load of old bollocks.
Well, I don't think so. I think you've got to get rid of consultancy.
No, but you won't,
they're not jobs.
Yeah, but
well,
you
I bet you do. I bet they do. They'll get rid of them. They will get rid of them.
Yes, but they will get rid of them by name. But do you really think that people who have been paid £1 million by a couple of companies...
Well, that's a job, isn't it?
They're not going to fucking do it anymore? They're just going to go, oh, okay, then I'll just stop doing it.
Well, yeah, otherwise they'll be in the shit, won't they?
No, they won't. They'll find a way around it. That's what they always do. They will find a way to be even
more... Well, then the shit will continue to hit the fan.
No,
this is something that needs to be... The pressure needs to...
If you actually think that you will be able to clean up the fucking greed of people that work in politics, you are going to be doing that for a fucking long time. It's never going to happen. Why do you think every American fucking politician...
Consultancies will have to go. Consultancies will have to go.
Yeah, but they'll find another way to do it. That's all I'm saying. You can say you can make as many fucking rules as you like. Look at what they've done with the bloody business of second homes, right? The idea was that if you had a second home, you could not claim mortgage interest on it, right? So what did they do? They fucking rented out their second homes and got more money for a proper rental for somewhere else.
Yeah.
They find ways around it. It's not, you know, it's not as bad as it was, but it's still going on.
Yeah, but Owen Paterson style deals will have to fucking end. They might.
They will. They probably will, but what I'm saying is they'll find another way.
But second jobs will continue, and they should as well.
Well, maybe what you'll find is that more of them will get second jobs, and all
the
people who are getting paid that... Well, it's not, though, because then...
You can't tell any citizen of this country you can't have another job.
Well, I would say this. If you want a second job, then you're going to take half the fucking money that you're supposed to get as an MP. Thank you very much indeed. Good night.
Well,
and we'll leave it at that, because otherwise we're paying through the fucking nose.
Well, we're paying them for them to be an MP, but you're allowed to have a second job.
Well, you're only allowed to have a second job if your second job takes you less time to do than your first job. And if your first job is to be an MP, you have to spend a certain amount of time doing it.
That's not true, though, is it? You can take as much time as you like with your second job.
Yeah, but that's because...
It's a free country.
Yeah, well, it's not a free country.
It
it's a free
fucking
country
is.
For them.
It fucking
not a free
is.
Country for me.
Well, it is.
If I take a second job...
Yeah, but you're allowed to.
And I'm being paid by the fucking public purse, which they are... which is the bit you're not getting, is that, you know, we should have an expectation that they do the job. That's like saying, all right, so we elect Boris Johnson to be Prime Minister, but he's going to spend half the fucking year doing something else.
Yeah, but also, Geoffrey Cox got a point. He's saying, well, let the constituents, let the constituents of my constituency decide at the next election.
Oh, what, is he having a by-election then?
No,
next election. Why doesn't he call a by-election and see if they want it now?
Well, he doesn't want to.
Okay, right. So you're fucking now defending these wankers.
Well, I'm defending them, but they should be allowed to have second jobs.
Unbelievable.
Well, why should he call a by-election?
Because if he wants to put it to the vote...
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. He doesn't have to.
Well, he's pretending he wants to put it to the vote, right?
He said at the next election.
Well, how about they decide now?
No, but he doesn't want to.
Oh, he doesn't want to. So he can do whatever the fuck he likes.
Yeah,
he can. Keep paying him.
Yeah, he can.
Well, that's not right.
It's a free country. It's a free country.
It's not democracy.
It is democracy. You can't make a person call a fucking by-election if they don't want to. He's been voted in.
No, you can't make him make a vote, but don't listen to the bullshit logic that's coming out of his fucking cake hole when he says, oh, let the public decide. He doesn't mean let the public decide.
Well, he does at the next election.
No, he means let the public decide the next time they have to have an election. That's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
What do you mean?
Have you ever heard of the word recall?
Well, he can't be recalled. Well, he hasn't broken any rules.
If you change the fucking law, you could.
But he hasn't broken any rules.
The point is, you don't see the hypocrisy, Kevin.
I do.
This is a guy who says, I
think he's taking the piss.
Right, that's like me
but
saying,
he hasn't broken the
that's
rules.
That's like me saying, let the public decide on whether they want me on the radio or not. But I tell you what, we're not going to have the poll today. We'll have it in 5 years.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it is that I'm being dishonest and I'm being disingenuous by pretending that I want the vote to take place. That's what he's doing.
Well, he didn't actually say I want the vote tomorrow. He said my constituents, the people will decide at the next election.
Decide now?
Well, he doesn't want to.
I mean, he doesn't want to. That's the point. We can't keep arguing about
it. He doesn't have to.
But he has to fucking be honest, right? And if he's not being honest, I'm going to call him out. He's not being honest.
I'm not saying he's a great guy.
He's saying let the people decide, but he's not letting the people decide.
Well, he will at the next election.
That's not the same thing.
Yes, it fucking is.
Well, let's move on because you're too fucking stupid to understand what I'm saying.
Your argument holds no water. It's not logical.
It's entirely logical and yours is not.
Fucking bullshit.
Anyway, listen, we're nearly fucking at the fucking bullshit. End. We're nearly at the end of this shit.
Stop lying. You're worse than Meghan.
Go and get yourself a fucking education before you come in here again.
I think I'm a little bit more educated than you.
Right. You think?
Those are Insulate Britain cunts, right? So, I like yourself, like millions of people, I've been absolutely bemused. Why don't the police just go down and fucking, never mind about putting solvent on their hands to one, just wrench their fucking hands off the motorway, give them some bandages, take them down the nick, charge them with endangering life, and then remand them in custody.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, well, we haven't quite got the laws to keep them in custody. Well, charge them with endangering life. And then they go, oh, well, luckily, National Highways have taken out an injunction. Now we have the power. So what happened this morning?
They went back.
The same cunts went back to the M25.
They were back on the M25,
And the police went down, arrested them all, took them to the police station, and then released them with no conditions. That's with an injunction.
It's ridiculous.
The coppers support these cunts.
Well, you know, they're supposed to be able to have powers now to arrest them beyond when they're actually out on the roads and go to their houses and fucking lock them up for a couple of years.
Yeah, but they support them.
Why?
Because they're cops. They're all
woke. I mean, when I was growing up, right, the coppers that I knew were fucking corrupt as fuck, right? They used to hang about in Hampstead when I worked in Louis' Patisserie. They'd be round the back drinking fucking beer. They would, half of the time, they would turn up with sort of,
the
you know,
Sweeney,
knocked off fucking, you know, jewellery that they'd somehow, you know, obtained or acquired somewhere, and they'd flog it to the people that worked in there, right? These were not guys that you thought were in any way fine, upstanding members of the public, but they were good police officers. And they fucking, if they saw, I remember watching them catching a guy who'd stolen somebody's handbag, fucking rugby tackled him round the back of Perrin's Walk, and the guy's fucking head went into the wall.
Yeah.
You know, had to call an ambulance.
That's when the cops always used to say, unfortunately, he resisted arrest.
He shot while escaping. Unfortunately, he resisted arrest.
That was police code for, we kicked his fucking head in.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He seems to have hit his head as we were putting him in the car.
Yeah, yeah. But now these cops are all woke.
Yeah.
And they support these idiots from Insulate Britain. And that's why they're giving them an easy time. And people are fucking furious.
It's fucking ridiculous.
What's the matter with them?
It really is. Anyway, listen, we've come to nearly the end of yet another sparkling podcast. We've become quite sort of sedate in the last 2 weeks, which I think is not a bad thing after your kind of explosion of monkey spunk and fucking, you know.
Actually, but let's go back to wanking animals next
week.
Well,
I did promise that I would try and keep you off that subject for a while. But we
may come
back
to wanking animals. That's a promise.
Because somebody posted on the Thought Police, I don't know if you saw it, Thought Police Twitter page, some story about some gorillas who were apparently giving each other oral sex.
Fucking hell.
Well, that's
taking it on to the next level, isn't it?
While children were fucking watching them in a zoo.
Gorillas gobbing each other off. I like that.
It's a fucking outrage. So we'll have to investigate that. And we'll find out.
The Thought Police investigates.
Yeah, the Thought Police investigates. Have you ever seen a gorilla sucking another one off?
Fuck me.
Christ
it's
alive.
It's a sight to see.
It really is. We'll see you next week. Fuck off.
Don't do anything fucking stupid. Fucking gorillas. Do you know
what I think about Sadiq Khan, you know, over the years, you know, there are various politicians who really, really wanted to stress to them what a cunt you thought they were.
Yes.
You know? This isn't just me disapproving of you in public life. And I cannot muster the words to say what I think of that fucking little fucking dwarf cunt, fucking arsehole. Fucking useless.
I can't believe
it. You see, I told you I couldn't muster the fucking words.
Listen, I can't.
I fucking hate him. I know. He's fucking ruined this city.
He's totally ruined
fucking virtue signalling little fucking dwarf.
I know. All that's now happening in London is that loads of people are getting stabbed, right? Yeah. Nobody can fucking move because the roads are all fucked because he's put all these fucking
And he's pulling down statues
in.
Left, right and centre.
And he's trying to...
I want to fucking pull down a statue and ram it on his fucking head. Cunt.
We are not the fucking Soviet Union. Yeah, you don't just outlaw things.
Well, we've outlawed murder.
Well, murder is against the law.
Well, why don't we make murdering animals against the law?
Well, because you might have circumstances under which you needed to shoot them.
What are you talking about?
Well,
you
what
know,
if you're going to eat
If they
them?
Got bovine TV, maybe. Not for fun, though.
Well, hang on. If you're going to eat a grouse, how the fuck are you going to eat it alive?
You've
got to kill it first.
You don't have to kill it for fun.
Well, they don't kill them for fun. They
eat
them.
Fucking kill them.
No, they don't.
You don't think grouse shooting is a sport?
I don't think it's a sport. No,
it is a fucking sport.
They eat them.
Did they fuck off, Mike?
They do.
It's a sport.
Well, where do you fucking think the grouse comes from that you eat in a restaurant?
Well, I don't eat fucking grouse.
Well, if you did,
yeah, but that's not why they shoot them. They shoot them for fun. Yeah, bollocks. Fuck off, you bunch of cunts.
I know.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.